Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 6th Mesa City Council study session. The first item on our agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's council meeting. I know a lot of you are looking at this electronically, so I'll, rather than refer to page numbers, we'll just go with agenda numbers. Just for everyone's information, under the awards, recognition, and announcements section of the meeting, we are going to be recognizing several folks in commemoration of the National Volunteer Week, which is coming up in April. So that will be the first item on the agenda after the pledge and the prayer upstairs. After that, we will look at agenda items 2 and 3 are liquor license applications. Agenda item 4 are purchase contracts. Yes, Mr. Thompson.
On item 4K, I've asked Water if they could provide an explanation on that since we just approved a landscaping contract for weed abatement.
Okay, thank you. Looks like staff is present from Water to respond to that question.
I'm going to let Mac take first crack at this.
Mayor, council members, my name is Matthew Bauer. I'm the purchasing administrator for the city of Mesa. When we first reviewed this contract, we discussed it with our departments because there was some similarities in terms of the type of work that was being completed. At the time, it was requested that we separate these two contracts because there was some logistical issues. The work that was being done from one department to another was in the differences of being treated on an acre basis versus a square yard basis. The locations that were being maintained were drastically different, and we had seen from the responses that came back that the efficiencies that may have been generated by accumulating them together didn't actually appear because the awarded vendor was not substantially lower because of this new opportunity. So we felt that it was okay to separate these two, but in the future we'll make sure to look at future opportunities and where we can consolidate contract spend into one contract.
If I could add one thing, Mayor, Councilmember Thompson, again, this one's on an as-needed basis, so it's kind of driven by the rain where the weeds would grow, rather than a scheduled every 2 weeks or monthly service. It's just as we have a problem, we would call them out.
That was good, because I was just curious as to, because I know in the last month or two we approved like a $1+ million landscaping contract, almost for the exact same thing. So just curious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions related to any of the items under agenda item number 4 related to contracts? If not, the next agenda item would be resolutions. Agenda item 5. We went over this at our last study session on Thursday as well. How about anything under agenda item 6, which is introducing ordinances? And then agenda item 7 is taking public comment on other ordinances. 8 is a subdivision plat, and 9 is setting a notice for a public hearing. So council, is it okay to leave everything that's currently on the consent agenda on the consent? Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the appointments to the Economic Development Advisory Board. You should have received memos previously with the information on two appointments to that board. Is there a motion for approval? Thank you. A second?
Also.
Oh, thank you. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Next agenda item is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Council, anything you'd like to highlight? Mr. Luna.
Last Thursday, we had a BSN in District 5. We had a great showing. We had over 100 people there, and it was very exciting. I just want to thank Lindsay Belinke from Neighborhood Services. She did an amazing job to bring all those people together. So it was a great event, and I'm very appreciative of all the work that she's done there.
That's great. Sounds like a great turnout. Anything else, Council? If not, the next agenda item is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, this weekend, April 10th, 11th, and 12th is Cyclo Mesa in downtown Mesa. There'll be bike racing, food booths, and music in a kid zone. So if you need more information, you can go to www.cyclomesa.com. Also, this weekend, we'll have our household hazardous waste electronics and appliance recycling collection event. That'll be Saturday, April 11th from 8 a.m. to noon. So you can drop your items off 2412 North Center Street, which is on Center Street north of McKellips. Our next study session will be Thursday, April 9th, not 6, at 7:30 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. If there's nothing else, Council, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will now go upstairs for the formal Council meeting. Thank you.